You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We came back there with a pair of tracks from an album from 1980, and something really unique about this album. The name of the artist is Pearl Harbor, who I believe they've changed their name now, but they used to play Pearl Harbor and the Explosions, I believe was the band name. And they played a lot in the 80s and early 90s. And Pearl Harbor, for a brief period of time, was also married to Paul Simonon of The Clash.
Which might explain some of the connections happening on this recording itself.
Yeah, so on this 1980 album, it features Clash drummer Topper Hedden on drums. Also features bassist Paul Simonon on bass. Mick Jones is actually on one track from the guitarist of The Clash. And also Steve New, another new wave guitarist. And we should also mention Wilco Johnson is on every song.
Yeah, he's on every song playing guitar. And what a job he does, too, especially on that last song. That's taken from Don't Follow Me, I'm Lost Too. Which we also, of course, as you mentioned, heard the preceding song from, which was Alone in the Dark. A really great voice coming from Pearl Harbor, and I don't know if anything has come from them afterwards, if there's been any subsequent releases. Do you know anything about that, Dave?
Well, they've definitely had several releases since then. From Pearl Harbor, yes. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to focus on this album because I don't believe I ever have before, and just play a couple tracks. And I also just wanted to mention, in 1980, The Clash were very busy. They were doing Sandinista in New York, which was a triple album, and they recorded more than a triple album. Not only that, they backed Ellen Foley on the album, which was also recorded. She put out a full album. Mm-hmm. They also, Mick Jones produced an album, and I believe some of The Clash played on an album by Mick Ronson? I could be mistaken. Anyways, there was another album in there, and then also members of The Clash played on this one. So 1980 was a very busy year for the band.
Very busy, productive year for sure, though. So great stuff there from Pearl Harbor. Hearing a contemporary act, though, before that, we heard from Squiggly Lines. Not a lot of information that we have about them, but we did hear something from their latest release, an EP titled Dead Deer. We heard I Don't Really Care and That Bothers Me.
Before that, we heard music from, well, that was Squiggly Lines, but before that, we heard Shadow Show, Detroit's Shadow Show. We heard something from their latest release, Fantasy Now, which is out now.
Mm-hmm. It's titled Clown Song. That's the one that we heard. Highly recommended. Again, a great mixture of 60s girl group, garage, and psychedelica. And I have a feeling we're going to be playing a lot more Shadow Show in the upcoming weeks. Brand new release also before that from Brittany Howard, best known for her work with Alabama Shakes. We're hearing something, a very funk-laden song from her latest release, the title track from What Now? Prior to that, we heard some music from Jean. We heard something from her latest release, Gold Control, with Making Me Mad. And we started things off with the latest release from Mary Timoney with the song Summer. That's taken from Untame the Tiger.
And then that was it in that set.
As our predecessor once said, we're plum done. But we do encourage people to check out the website. That's revrock.blogspot.com to get more information about the show, the bands we play, and the music we love. And we're going to end off the show with, speaking of bands we love, one of my favorites, a band that I always go back to time and time again, R.E.M.
R.E.M., yeah. We're going to hear something from 1985's Fables of Reconstruction, just a classic album from their early days. And we're going to hear the song Maps and Legends to end out the show. Mark Casbon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. But let's get to it. This is Maps and Legends from Fables of Reconstruction to end out this edition of Revolution Rock.
Yeah. This is a meaningless sex, and I want to.